Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you want to talk fishing with a crew, hit us up at 888-404-1010. Here's your host, Captain Bubba and his crew, Captain Glenn and James Garrison. Listening to Money Talk 1010.
Good morning, Flats Mafia Radio. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be hitting trout and redfish and good numbers on the flats. Some good ways to get ready for the wintertime. Negative tides, we'll be going into that. We got our buddy Nick Drangle calling in to give us an update on the Florida Pro. He was the champ last week, got into some good money. The champ, 20K, Nick won. We got him calling in. That's going to be a good little segment. We got a quick offshore report with some gags and mangrove snapper. And, of course, my buddy Alex Diaz, a.k.a. Papa Tico, with the safety tip of the week going in about e-pervs. So we got a great show. Make sure you stay tuned.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
Today, we have a small craft advisory, winds are northwest 10 to 20 knots, 4 to 7 foot choppy. Low tide is at 1:07 p.m., high tide's at 8:45 p.m., water temperature is 70 degrees. It's blowing out there, boys.
Yes, no thank you.
Yeah, it is blowing. I do not want no part of that water today, no. Son.
I was coming over the bridge, and it was it was rough on that right side.
It's okay on the left, though.
It's okay on the left, but on the right, it was blowing.
Bro, it was choppy on that right side. I tried to roll down the windows for a little bit. That lasted 30 seconds.
You know what? You know what today would be a good day for is go get your reels fixed.
Get her done.
Yeah,
go put some new line on that.
Yeah, go get your reels fixed. Get them all ready for the wintertime. Big snook. Go down to Southeastern, see my buddy Gary over there. He'll fix you up, right?
Gary.
So we're going to start things off. You know, been on the show. This is our fifth week. I personally have not mentioned Invasion Charters, which is my captain business, my inshore fishing charter business. And I haven't been able to say anything about it because I've been boatless.
How'd you come up with that name?
Invasion Charters?
Yeah, well, how'd you come up with that name?
Well, basically, I'm a Tampa fanatic, born and raised in Tampa. And with the Pirates and the Invasion, just like Gasparilla.
Has nothing to do with the Bucks?
No, zero.
Really?
Yeah, zero. I mean, even though that's impressive. Pirates and Buccaneers and all that works, yeah. But Invasion Charters was basically like Gasparilla and the Pirates, Jose Gaspar invading Tampa and doing all that.
Okay, that's I like it a little bit better now then.
Okay, well, right. I didn't really care if you liked it or not.
I like it a little bit better.
I didn't think it was that hard to figure out.
This guy thinks everything I do is about the Bucks.
Well,
I love
Buck tattoos.
Well, hey,
so I mean,
it's homegrown, kid. That's what it is.
That's homegrown. Last week I talked about going to West Palm Beach and I looked into this 23-foot Sea Pro. Got there. The boat was everything that the picture said it was. The guy was really awesome. I had my buddy JR from Better Bay Boatworks come with me down there to make sure everything was in top-notch shape. We looked at it, did compression. I mean, the boat's massive, dude. It is massive. And I pulled the trigger. Got a good deal on it, brought her back home. Luckily, made it home safely because the hubs and the axles were a little shaky. You know, halfway through we stopped, put some more grease in it, and I think that's what saved our butts because one of those hubs was on fire.
Well, Captain Glenn's still waiting for an invite.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
I'm going to take you first on my boat since I've only been on your boat, and I was in a tournament. Glenn is the king of excuses when he tells you you're going to go fishing.
The guy's still in third person. I love it.
So, Invasion Charters, you can give me a call at 813-600-7135. Glenn, what's the name of your company?
Top Dog Charters.
Top Dog Charters. So, how can they reach you?
813-414-6572.
Is that really Top Dog?
That's it.
Top Dog. So, let me ask you, Glenn.
Yeah, you like that. You like that, don't you?
How'd you come up with that name?
Hey.
Let me ask you this.
Always been a top dog, you know? That's
you
it.
Dirty dog.
That's it.
Oh, so, goodness gracious. Well, we're going to go talk about right now the trout and the redfish. The trout are as big as the redfish right now in the flats.
They are huge.
Huge. These trouts are huge, Tampa. So, You need to start paying attention to these negative tides. One thing we were talking about is if you want to start learning new area, one of the biggest things that you can do is get out there on a low tide and start exploring. Go to an area, look at the deep potholes, the big deep sand holes in the troughs. Find that area so you know where you can come back or you know where those fish are sitting on that low tide. And you got to get out. You can't just – one thing, my uncle's kind of hard-headed. He finds he's got 6-7 spots. He stays those 6-7 spots every single time he
goes fishing. Yeah, you got to explore.
You got to go out. You got to go out.
Put the fish over here, but you got to go explore.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to because then you who knows? You run up on a big school of fish. You start finding stuff you never knew before. Right. You got to. I like what I'm going to try to do now that I have my boat is I dedicate one day a week, pick an area, and fish that area all day long. Go and explore.
Hey.
Yo.
Hello.
Senior Chief?
Oh, yeah. This is Senior Chief here.
Whoa.
Is it okay now that I keep my boat? Is my boat okay now? I don't need to buy another one?
Oh, no, Chief. You got to still sell your boat. Actually, I saw another 23-foot Sea Pro for sale right now. I got your name written all over it. You got to think about this, Chief. Right. Hey, think about this. You got 6-7 family members every year to go to Key West. Start making them feel a little bit more comfortable on your boat. Get a bigger boat. Make people more comfortable.
Oh, wow. You called me out on that.
Yeah. All right. You asked for that, Chief.
Yeah, I did. I walked right into that. All right. Well, you guys have a great show.
Hey, Chief, you could be the first mate now. You could be a first mate now for Bubba with four charters.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, we got to get you throwing that cast net.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to learn how to do that. maybe you guys can have a show on how to throw the cast net on the radio.
Well, I think James is going to have to take care of that because he's the pancake master.
Do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
All right, Chief, appreciate it.
I don't think we throw a cast net video on the radio.
No, there's not enough room in here. But I'm going to tell you this, though. Ever since I started throwing the cast net like James does, and I even did it the other night in the river when it was freezing, I barely got wet. I was able to – I'm starting to throw the net a lot better.
Do you have a wetsuit on?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right. Just my outer layer of manatee skin.
Okay, there you go.
So I was all right.
So you stayed dry.
I did. I stayed dry for the most part. But, yeah, man. So these trout, Justin, when y'all were fishing that tournament last week, 29-inch trout.
It was right at 29. It was, a huge belly on it.
That's a big one.
That is a big, big trout.
Yeah, we didn't even mess around with the picture. We're looking at redfish in front of us, and the trout looked like they were the redfish. And we got up close and actually caught one. They were actually trout. They're huge.
Just sitting in the sand holes?
Sitting in the sand holes, sunning.
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 On what kind of on the lower tides?
I don't know if that's a word, sunning.
Sunning? Well, we can make any words we want, right?
Yep.
Like gooder. Gooder's a great word.
Or gnaw.
Or gnaw. So, also, we had a couple of people talk to us about kayaking. You know, in spot places where you can go kayak, that Gandy North Flat is a great place to get out there and take your kayak. Also, up there by Courtney Campbell.
Put your waders on.
Yeah.
Go kayaking, put your waders on, get out, walk.
Exactly. There's even a lot of spots you don't even need a boat or a kayak you can get to. Yep. Put those waders on and just start working the flat.
Tie the kayak around your waist and go.
Yeah, yeah. Where we were fishing for that tournament, you didn't need a boat to get there. I weighed that flat all the time. It's the flat on Gandy North.
Gotcha.
So you go all the way to Gandy on St. Pete's side and you go north.
Gotcha.
Right, what do we call it? Lizard Flat.
Lizard.
We call it.
Yeah, everyone's got their own names. But it's a perfect time to take that Sea Mule fishing cart, put it in the water, and load it up full of beer and tackle.
Boom.
And go hit the flats, spend the whole day out on the flats, working the flats. I love wade fishing. I love it. Absolutely.
It's the
love
best
it.
Way to get out there and stay calm and not let the fish feel you.
Yeah.
You're in a boat, you're loud. Fish, they don't feel you when you're wading.
Well, real quick, Glenn, your favorite lure.
Yes,
sir. Your favorite lure for the trout, you always consistently talk about the 7M.
The 7M mirror lure.
Is that the trout killer?
Old school. Everybody likes the mirror, Dean. For some reason why, I don't know. It's pretty good for little redfish and stuff. But if you want to catch big trout, throw the 7M mirror lure. It works wonders, man.
All right.
You're going to thank me later.
All right, 7M.
It's 7M.
7M trout.
The green and silver.
Green
the
and silver.
The floating twitch bait.
So a little.
That's it.
I'll agree with that right now. You need a little bit of water to throw it, but it is going to work. If you got 4 to 7 feet right now with them big trout, they will eat that.
Yeah, those trout been in the deep water. So.
Well, the ones I saw in the tournament, the tide was up, and they got up in the mangroves really shallow.
The trout were up in the mangroves?
Yeah, the 7M's not going to work in that instance, but.
Was it like around 12 o'clock? Yeah, 11, was, 12, around noontime.
Right, yeah, right at the peak of the, this was last week, but right at the peak of the tide, it was probably that time.
Well, those trout start moving up into the shallower water once that sun comes up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when they get tucked up on the mangroves, you can always throw a shrimp at them.
The rule of thumb, when it's cold and that heat's on your back, that's when the fish start hitting.
Oh, that's when the fish attack.
Oh, yeah. Once you feel that heat on your back, you're like, man, I got to get out of this jacket or something. That's when the fish start eating.
That's it. It's like, it's kind of like eating Cheerios. They're like, they eat Cheerios and they're ready to go.
Yep.
Do you like Cheerios, Glenn?
Oh, yeah.
I don't lower
your blood pressure.
Honey nut Cheerios. With sliced bananas.
That's it.
Yes, sir. We got a great show. We're going to have Nick Drangle be calling in here shortly. Talk about the Florida Pro, man. That guy hit big this weekend, last weekend. 20 grand. 20 grand, Nick Drangle.
Kept it local, kid.
Way to hold it down for us local boys here in Tampa. We still got a great show coming to you. Make sure you stay tuned. This is Flats Mafia Radio. We will be back shortly.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back. After this quick break, we are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Are you ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All-American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as home assassin. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy Jay or at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR is the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes. Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Yeah! Little Knight Rider action.
That old school.
Gotta love that Knight Rider. We're back, Flats Mafia Radio. I'm live in the studio with Captain Glenn Sanchez and my buddy Wally James Garrison.
Yay!
We are talking a little bit about the trout. Big, big old trout. Huge trout on the flats. In our first segment, we're going to switch it up to the Rojos. You posted one picture this week. You didn't even hold the fish up.
I don't have to take a picture of every fish I catch.
He didn't even hold
the fish up. I'm calling BS.
Okay.
I'm calling BS.
I call the 29-inch trout BS then.
Okay.
Because I see no picture neither.
Hey, so I see the picture Glenn take. Obviously, Glenn was in the spot. He didn't want no one to see because he took a picture.
Hey, let me ask you this. If you got a guy that refers to himself in third person and he tore up some fish, do you think he's going to just not post anything on Facebook?
Well,
take one picture and show everybody else?
My listeners could beg to differer.
Your listeners know you. They know you're full of it right now.
They beg to differer.
I think.
What was that, Mark?
Jeff Groves doesn't believe you.
Oh, yeah. My listeners.
You refer them to them as your listeners.
My listeners. Yeah.
Captain Glenn's listeners.
My listeners. That's it.
I don't know who he's talking about.
He's talking about Victoria. She's home. She's listening to him.
hey, that's all that counts, man. That's all that counts.
All right, well, listen.
Hold on, does your boat talk to you like Knight Rider does? Like the Knight Rider car?
Yeah, but honestly, if you look at my boat, my boat talks to me a little bit.
If
you look at my boat at night, it has the actual red lights that go back and forth.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It tells you where to go, where the fish are at?
Yeah, actually, I press a button on my boat that says Glenn Sanchez Spots. I press that, and then the boat goes straight to it. Yes, sir. Check me out real quick. So he caught that one redfish of the picture you posted. I noticed he had a big, fat gold spoon hanging out of his mouth. So you got on these fish this week just on our artificials?
Just on artificial, yeah. I had bait. My bait well took a crap in my skiff. You know, I found these fish. I took my skiff out and I found them. And I'll tell you guys where it's at. If you're coming out of Double Branch, you hang a right there, that flat right there, only on that point. It's only like 100 yards or staging there.
Okay.
So for those listeners that are going out today, you know, let that water come in a little bit and just go there. Or like right now, the water's not that low right now. So if you go out there, and just go a little bit further out, and you'll find them.
Right off that point.
We were fishing that during the tournament.
Yeah.
We saw them on really low tide.
Right.
And they're making a good wake. You can't miss them.
Right. Well, I was catching them around noontime when the water was pushing up a little bit. And realistically, I caught 7, and they were all within 25 to 27 inches. They were fat. They were fat. Yeah, 6.5, 7-pounders. They were nice fish for the Upper Bay, you know. Nothing down south that Nick Drango and Chris Howell caught.
No.
You know,
them boys got on them.
Yeah.
Them boys got on them.
Yep.
So they ended up catching 2 fish each day, huh? Was it they
won? Oh, they had to, yeah. Who was it? Rick Murphy and Paige on the second day were culling 25.
They were breathing down their neck.
Yeah, the Florida Pro gave us a connection to use with Facebook Live. So each team can go on Facebook Live through the Florida Pro app on Facebook.
Nice.
So we would be able to keep up with who's catching what. And I told Justin, they're halfway through the tournament in a second. I said, you got to turn that thing off. Don't look at it because it puts more pressure on you than you actually need. You feel like you got to cast more and reel it in faster because you're down. You know somebody else already has 2 fish in the well.
Yep.
And I got to reel faster. And that ruins your whole presentation.
Yeah. You got to stay in your vibe, vibe.
That's it. Yep. But those who are going fishing today, you know, if they're listening in,
Stay
home, yeah, because it's windy. But if you know, you work Monday through Friday, you got to get out there. You know, you're struggling for bait, go to Georgetown.
Georgetown's still loaded?
Oh, yeah, loaded. And those don't know what Georgetown is, you know, it's that flat right there. As soon as you go underneath Gandy and you make a right coming out of the boat ramp.
Tampa side.
And you go back up, that flat right there, that channel, you know, just go putt around there and you'll find the bait.
You can stay right there for them trout, too.
Yeah, you can.
That's a great place for a kayak, too. If you're trying to find a new place for a kayak, you can get up in there.
Catch the bait in, 3 to 4 feet, and then move out to
that flat.
Are you just rodeo, or are you chumming?
I was chumming. You know, we had that ridiculous full moon. You know, sometimes the bait didn't chum, but they were it's loaded. So these guys should have no problem.
Awesome.
Even when you throw in Africa like Bubba, you should have no problem.
Listen, Africa is not terrible. All right, so I want you to picture Africa, and you know you got the top open real big, the right, and then kind of at the bottom it kind of comes in a little tighter.
Okay,
you know, but the main thing is, I can throw the net a little bit less if I was a little bit better, which I'm getting better. Eventually, I'm going to be gooder at it. Gooder. Yeah, I'm going to be gooder at it.
I like it. I like that.
I'll be gooder.
And all.
But listen, at the end of the day, if I got to throw it 30 times and the live well's blacked out, I got or did.
I don't know what this Africa shape you guys speak of is. So.
Well, I mean, just draw like an
Africa. Yeah, James just throws pancakes.
I know. Listen, he does, man.
You got to have Angie Mama on the boat.
I praise him every single time that boy throws in
there. I don't like chumming.
You like the rodeo.
I'm a rodeo guy. I like you back behind the wheel. Me telling you left and right.
Yeah.
Get it done quick. I don't like chumming sitting there. I'm ready to fish. I want to get that bait in the well and go.
Yeah.
Crack a bait beer and ride.
Oh, that is the key.
James, let me ask you a question, man. Have you fell throwing a cast net before?
Oh.
Yeah. Be honest. Look, have you
fell? Am I lying? I fell off the boat. How many times? I fall off the boat.
Because this guy like does double twirl.
Nah, that's not true.
James, James's nickname on the is he's a flats diver. I've seen him one time. It wasn't even like rough waters or something. I've seen him fall halfway off the tower. I thought he hurt himself pretty bad. He came up laughing, so we laughed with him. Jeff was with us that time.
I remember that.
He came up. He was like,
Beer is still held up like this above the water.
Well, Jay, you weren't here last episode, and I told him that story about us when we were younger with my little flats boat at Picnic Island.
Oh, when you launched me?
When I launched you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rephrase that story.
I'm sitting there. We're driving. I don't know. Where are we going? 40?
We're going about 40.
We're looking
18, 17 years old.
Yeah, I'm looking down. Hey, man, it's shallow here. I've been fishing these waters since blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we hit a sandbar, and here I go right out the front of the boat.
Hits the deck and just flies. It skips like a rock. Like when you literally throw the rocks.
Yeah.
Skips.
He laughed. He laughed the whole day. I didn't think it was that funny.
Holy shit. It was slow motion. I was trying to grab him, and it was just slow motion like, I missed him.
I had my phone. We had just got phones back then, you know.
Oh,
Brand new phone.
Was
cool.
Nokia.
You just upgraded from the Snake, the 3390 Nokia.
You just put your beepers down around that age. We were
right.
Just nope. Put the beeper down. Got a new phone.
That's it.
Probably a Primeco. Glenn slinging me off. I'm not going to tell him about the time he got us stuck at Weedon Island, too.
I know.
Me, him, and Roses were fishing at night. And he says the same thing. I know I've been fishing these waters, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. Beached at Weedon, inside the poles, doing a Captain Glenn.
Going about 50.
Doing a Captain Glenn inside the poles. Get us stuck. We had to stay there and sleep
all
on the boat for like 4 hours for the tide to come up.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
And guys, just so you know, I just found out Glenn's boat does talk to him.
Yeah.
And I found the black box from it, some audio playback.
You need to shut the f***
So Glenn's boat does talk to him.
My boat does say that sometimes.
You need to shut the f*** up.
Hey, I might need that button just to have it on my cell phone when I talk to Glenn. That's perfect.
The newest addition to our soundboards.
That's perfect.
One more time.
You need to shut the f*** up.
That's Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller, by the way.
Nice. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Glenn, you give some credit.
That is pretty good there.
That is pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it.
I like your boat, if that's what it's telling you.
Yeah, I like it.
He's throwing me off the boat more than that. I got more. We can keep going on these stories.
Yeah,
he's thrown me off the boat a couple times.
I'll tell you what. I mean, we could go into a pretty intense
one. I might be
one.
Sabotaging him, huh?
I said we can go into a pretty intense being thrown off the boat by myself this past summer in Key West. That was pretty intense. But I don't even know if we want to get into that or I even have enough time to get into that. But I was thrown off the boat at 45 miles an hour. Pretty intense, you know. We might tap into that in our next segment. We got Nick Drangle coming up on the line. We got also our safety tip of the week coming up by my buddy Alex Diaz, aka Papatico. This guy's been coming through with a lot of very, very good stuff on
I've been
safety tips.
Enjoying
he does a very, very good job. He puts a lot of time into it too. So we're looking into that. So you guys get your dancing shoes on. We're going to be here a little bit longer.
Or your roller skates.
Oh, do a little. That little swing back and forth. And then do the 360. I never did that.
You need to shut the f*** up.
Flats Mafia
Mark.
Radio. Y'all
Thanks,
stay
Mark.
Tuned. Stay tuned.
Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw, topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook, Real Barbecue, Instagram, at Real Barbecue, email, info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about SeaMule? Well, let me tell you something about SeaMule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at SeaMule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. SeaMule. Hee-haw!
Hey everybody, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit HawksElectricTattoos.com. They're on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. They have no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at HawksElectricTattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Are you ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive, high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by SeaMule and Berkshire Homes.
Oh. We're back. Flats Mafia Radio. We appreciate you guys tuning in on Facebook Live and on the radio station. We got a couple good things still coming up. Still going to get into the offshore bite. Still going to get into Nick Drangle coming in here shortly. Got the safety tip coming up shortly. We're going to probably go into that while we're talking about some redfish still. We got to get into that because we started clowning around. And we got my buddy Alex with the safety tip of the week. Brought to you by Taylor Warner Kitchens. Papadico!
Morning, Flats Mafia captains and listeners. It's Petty Officer Diaz, the United States Coast Guard, coming to you live from beautiful Tampa, Florida, with your boating safety tip of the week. One of the most important items you should have on your boat is an emergency position indicating radio beacon, better known as an EPIRB. 406 megahertz EPIRBs are designed to quickly and reliably alert rescue personnel, indicate an accurate distress position, and guide rescue units to the distress scene, even when all other communications fail. When activated, the EPIRB will send a distress signal of your position within 3 nautical miles to the Coast Guard. This is where registering your EPIRB prior to placing it on your boat is important and mandatory. Registering is done at beaconregistration.noaa.gov and consists of the size, make, model of your boat, as well as emergency contact information and other helpful information. An EPIRB without current registration could hurt our chances of finding you. You can purchase an EPIRB at nearly any marine safety store. Remember to follow the instructions on your EPIR prior to mounting on your boat. For more boating safety tips, check out the Coast Guard's website at uscgboating.org. Again, it's Payout Cedillos, United States Coast Guard, with your boating safety tip of the week. You guys stay safe out there in tight lines.
Awesome. Papa Deagle, thank you very much, man. You have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
EPIRBS. Well, I can tell you this. There's probably been 4 years in a row until last year when we decided, Wally, Jeff Martin said, hey, you know what? We're going to at least rent one. So if you don't want to buy one, you still have the opportunity to rent one. And we did this past year in the Keys because there was 4 years in a row that we went offshore. We lost cell phone reception. We had no VHF on the radio. And we only had one engine. So that's basically the Flats Mafia way.
That's how we roll.
That's how
and
we
it,
roll.
It was not calm when we were out there.
No,
too.
No. We were we at one point 2 years ago, we had water up to our shins in Jeff's Ranger. And we actually, if you watch any of our videos, you can go Facebook or our Facebook Flats Mafia page or our YouTube page, Flats Mafia. You can see all our videos. And there's definitely a video on there with anchored ankle deep, maybe shin deep water in our boat while we were going offshore. So EPIRB is a very, very important thing, especially if you're offshore fishing a lot. We are definitely going to rent another one again this year.
It's peace of mind.
Yeah, man. Like you just feel, I feel so much more comfortable knowing that whatever happens, you pull that thing and they're coming, kid. Yeah. They better have a big helicopter to get my big behind up out of the water. Twin turbo jet.
No kid, you can't even get in a boat.
Yeah,
when you're
who,
in the water.
Who has a boat with no ladder? We got Nick on the line. We're going to go to my buddy Nick, left side. Drangle.
What's up?
Nicholas.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, good morning, kid.
How you doing?
We're doing good, man. Doing good. We go, first off, first and foremost, congratulations on the Florida Pro. That was a huge win.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was nice to win one at home. You know, I've been close a few times and a couple big ones, and for one reason or another, couldn't close the deal. But so it was nice to kind of finish the deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deal last weekend.
Love having a good Tampa boy hold it down. You do a good job holding it down other places as well. But it's nice to win one at home. So talk to us. What were you throwing? What was your tactics?
So tactics, game plan in the morning. You know, they let you leave so early. With the way the weather was, we were able to get away with throwing some top waters early in the morning, through some unfair lures in the morning.
It definitely wasn't unfair.
It wasn't unfair. No, it wasn't. It was a tough fight, man. Saturday morning was pretty productive for us.
What'd you end up weighing in?
Saturday we weighed 1461, but that was a grind. We definitely didn't catch that Saturday morning. We had probably 10 pounds in our live well early Saturday morning, which was still felt good to kind of take some of the pressure off and kind of let us fish a little bit loose for the rest of the day.
Nick, I would have took 10 pounds that day. Come on, man. Yeah, I'd have took that early
I'm telling
in the morning.
You, when it started, I would have, Chris and I kind of sat out and we kind of put a number at 24 pounds, which is kind of what we told ourselves. We thought if we could get to 24 pounds over 2 days, we would have had a real shot at winning. So when we had 10 pounds in the first, 15 minutes, we thought we were well on our way. But lo and behold, Murphy and Page kind of set the bar. So thank God we were able to get a couple extra bites in the afternoon.
Yeah, they were calling like 6 pounders, huh? 6.5 pounders.
Apparently. I stay off that Facebook Live stuff, Glenn Sanchez, because, I get rather stressed out during these tournaments. I can't. My blood pressure starts rising, and next thing I know,
I fish with you.
Facebook.
You do get stressed out in the boat, buddy. I know.
I know. Tournament times, I don't know what it is. That competitive edge, for a lot of us, especially I know you guys, especially in the studio there, you guys all played sports growing up. And as you get older, there's not a lot of things you can do to keep those juices flowing, those competitive juices. And the one thing I still have in my life that keeps those competitive juices flowing is tournament red fishing. So it's just, I go back to, 15 to 20 years old, and I the light switch turns on, it's game time. It's like putting the headphones on before a football game or taking BP before a baseball game. It's just, it all starts clicking.
Yes, sir. Well, I can tell you this. I've fished with you plenty of times before, and taking that pressure off is always a good thing with you, because having those 10 pounds in the beginning, let me tell you, bro.
I can make the boat kind of edgy.
Oh, my. Yeah. And you know me. I'm on the boat. I'm the most optimistic person you'll ever fish with. And I'm trying to keep your head straight without your lid popping off, because – You are off the chain out there sometimes.
Good luck getting to those tailed redfish with Bubba on the boat.
Good luck getting to tailing redfish in Tampa Bay, boys. Hey. Come on. Who's on the boat?
Hey, I want to talk.
My 6-year-old and my 2-year-old.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit. I saw on Facebook you went to Tristan's school, your son's school, to do the Great American Teach-In. That looked pretty cool. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so he asked me to do it. His teacher's actually big fishing. She loves fishing, so she kind of approached me a few weeks ago, and then he pressed me on it. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I started a quote-unquote real job about a month ago.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So it was kind of it was tough for me to slip away, but I was able to get down there. And, you know, my kid goes to school in South Tampa. I live in Carrollwood, so trucking that boat through traffic in the morning, as you guys well know, is not easy.
No, it's not fun at all.
Nick, what age group were you talking to?
Tristan's in kindergarten, so he is in their 5- and 6-year-olds. So it's, you know, for any of you guys with kids, you know, it's hard to keep 1 5- or 6-year-old's attention, let alone 20 of them.
Yeah.
But the boat helped. I gave away some Z-Man plastics thanks to Z-Man making that affordable for me.
Awesome.
Nice.
Let my son show some trophies. We talked about throwing the cast net, and they were engaged. You know, you try to get them to ask questions, but they want to tell you stories. I don't think they quite understand the difference between a question and a story at this point.
No, not at that age. No, I just want to tell you stories.
Well, I wish I would have showed up for that cast net seminar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could use that, bub. Stop fishing in the river with shrimp. You know what I mean? You
gotta get out there with shrimp.
I haven't started using shrimp yet, but I will very soon.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming quick. What is it? 50 degrees outside. I walked outside this morning to get in the car and go get some breakfast for the family with my bald head, and I had to walk back inside and put a hoodie on.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
It was cold. Yeah. Anyone get on the boat? You guys get on the boat yesterday at all?
No. I took my new boat out a couple times this week in the river. I think Glenn fished a couple times, but you know it's chilly.
Congratulations on that new boat, by the way.
Yes,
Captain
sir.
Bubba Bethencourt.
Thank you, sir.
I still haven't seen a photo of it.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to put her out there yet. I'm going to put her out there when she's ready. You know, I don't want to take a picture of my boat, put it on Facebook, and it's got someone else's name on it, especially when it said Curly C's or something on the side.
Oh,
of it.
Curly C's.
Curly C's?
I don't know.
Curly Cube? Curly Cube C's?
Hey, but you know, Lido, like the C part, when I was talking to the owner, the C part was about his wife's breast, because she was fighting breast cancer, and they did something about that, and I was like, whoa, that's pretty intense.
You got to leave it on one side of the boat then, man. You can't take that off.
Well, no, it's on the boat still.
You're gonna wrap it, correct?
Yeah, it's going to get wrapped.
So leave it on, and then just wrap over it, so that way it doesn't
just
come
wrap
off.
Wrap over it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, you going to put a beard wrap on it?
No.
Okay. Curly C's, curly Q, beard wrap? Beard wrap.
I got a 300 4-stroke for sale for you. If you want to put it on the back of that thing?
Well, it already does 45. I can only imagine what it does with a 300. That would be. I don't know, man. I got bad luck with boats and falling off after 45 miles an hour, so I'm gonna just keep it safe.
I haven't seen videos of that either. I've heard.
No, we don't have a video.
Yeah, there's no video of that. That could have been bad news.
When you're Bubba's size, you do not sit on a redfish platform on the front of a boat going 45 miles an hour. You don't do it.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, you definitely don't do it.
Unless you like rub rails on the side of your kidneys.
Well,
unless you like rub rails.
Well, Nick, man, we appreciate you calling in. And congratulations again on that win, man. That was a big win. Big congrats.
Congrats,
shout out
dude.
To you guys, man. Thanks for everything.
Call me, Nick.
Do for me as well.
Awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Glenn, I think I called you yesterday.
I promise I'll pick up.
Okay. Yeah, right.
His birthday party. I saw the videos. I saw 9 Facebook Lives, and I couldn't get a 30-second phone call and answer.
I was pretty busy yesterday, though.
That's Glenn for you.
Yeah, I can see that on Facebook. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Happy
Nick.
Thanksgiving for everyone out there.
Yes, sir. You too. Hey, Nick, go Bucks, baby.
Oh, go Bucks. 2 in a row?
Yes, sir. All right, brother.
Jameis throws for 200 yards, they win.
I like it.
See ya.
All right.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
Our weather today is a small craft advisory. Wind northwest 10 to 20 knots, 4 to 7 feet choppy. Low tides 1:07 p.m. High 8:45 p.m. The water temperature right now is 70 degrees. People, be careful if you're headed out on the all them weekend warriors. Be careful out on the water. That wind is blowing. So we want to talk. If you want to go, you want to just go ahead and elaborate a little bit about me throwing off the boat.
I think we hit it already.
Yeah, I think I hit it the water as well too.
Was it a big splash?
No, it wasn't a big splash. After the sixth or seventh skip,
they thought they killed him. Seriously.
Yeah, they did on some real stuff. I broke through the fiberglass. Sitting on that platform.
You broke through the seafloor, brother.
Yeah, broke through that. We went into a big 36-foot yellowfin goes by. We go into their wake, hit that at 45 miles an hour. That throws me up, completely do a cartwheel off the side of the boat. My wrist slams into the side of the boat. My shin hits the rod holder. I hit the side of the boat three times because I almost knocked Jeff's rub rail out. And I know you watch videos on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh!
That's pretty much what it sounded like.
That's on point much, with that, Mark. Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Hey, see, Glenn wanted you to do that after you hit him with all that other stuff.
I did.
Yeah, so thank God I'm still alive. Thank God I'm still alive.
Hey, if you're on a boat enough, you're going to fall off eventually.
Yeah, but I do recommend not sitting on any boat on the front. Definitely don't do that, people. It is not safe because this is my second accident that I've happened already. One time I was almost thrown off the boat on Dixon's boat, sitting on the front. He hit a big wake. I rolled into the boat. My boy Sergio grabs me by my neck as I'm falling out of the boat. I sit down. I'm like, ah, man, my knee. And then I look at my pinky finger, and it split from here to here, and my whole nails popped out. So, yeah, don't sit on the front of the boat. Sit somewhere where you can hold on. And be safe on it, man.
And don't dance behind the boat.
Don't dance. Yeah, don't dance behind the boat. Even though you got dance moves. You know, when you hear music, you just start moving.
That's it.
Yes, sir. So stay safe on the boat. This is Flats Mafia Radio. We will be coming back to you shortly. Two fingers.
You're listening to Money Talk 1010. Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Are you ready to start building your dream home? Berkshire Homes is your answer. Berkshire Homes offers high-quality construction, hands-on service, and the ability to track your home's progress through the cloud. They have 40 years of combined experience building exclusive high-quality homes throughout the Tampa Bay area. Start building your dream home right now. Contact them, 813-982-4229. That's 813-982-4229. Or on the web at floridaluxuryhomes.net.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy Jay or at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR's the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event.
contact info is www.realbarbecue.com. Facebook, Real Barbecue. Instagram, at Real Barbecue. Email, info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about SeaMule? Well, let me tell you something about SeaMule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at SeaMule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. SeaMule. Hee-haw!
Hey everybody, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit HawksElectricTattoos.com. They're on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. They have no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at HawksElectricTattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by SeaMule and Berkshire Homes.
You're listening to Money Talk 1010.
We are back, Flats Mafia Radio. We got my buddy Mark from Southeastern on the line. Going to talk to you guys a little bit about bringing the fishing community together and loading up some food for the homeless. Let me get to my buddy Mark. Mark, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
We're doing good, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. We delivered about 1,000 pounds of food over to Metropolitan for their drop-off yesterday.
Nice, nice.
So we had a tremendous turnout from the fishing community. We're going to actually extend the sale all the way, you know, to the Thanksgiving time frame and allow people to continue to shop until Black Friday. So if you did not have the chance to take advantage of that, you can still bring the food and all of the non-perishables to my store, which is on 2907 North Florida Avenue. And we'll continue to honor this promotion for people giving back to the Metropolitan event.
Very cool, very cool.
Awesome.
So y'all stop on by the store, or you can catch us on the internet, fishsoutheastern.com. My contact information is on the website. So if you need to reach out to me for anything, please give me a buzz.
And where are you located at Southeastern?
2907 North Florida Avenue. We're at the intersection of Florida Avenue and Fort Bradford.
And what's the phone number over there?
813-223-3775.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I know for sure Flats Mafia is bringing their donation this week for sure. Just had a little tied up this week, but we will be dropping something off for them. So I'll be seeing you this week over there.
Very good. And also, too, guys, I just heard you talking about the Flats Mafia T-shirts. We have all the T-shirts for Flats Mafia right up front, close to the register. So if y'all want to swing on by and look at our apparel selection, that entire area is at the front of our store, ready to go.
Very nice. Awesome. Appreciate it, Mark, man. We appreciate it. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and we will make sure we do our best to get people to bring some food out there for the Metropolitan Ministries, and that's an awesome deal you guys are doing at Southeastern. We greatly appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. I'll look forward to seeing you.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
They still got the boat out there to fill up, or is that?
I know. I think when I went by there briefly this week, I saw these big blue containers. I don't know if the boat's there or the boat's at Metropolitan Ministries, gotcha. But it's kind of like the whole thing they're doing is like sink the ship, fill it up. So, you guys, if you're listening and you want to give back, you know, Thanksgiving to give back to people, this is a great thing, especially to bring the fishing community together and do that. So, it's a very, very, very big thing. So, we're going to talk about a little bit of offshore bite. Grouper and the mangrove snapper bites been getting hot, been getting to it in a little bit of shallow water, too, about 35 feet.
35 feet. My buddy Uncle Bobby B.
Bobby B.
Yeah, he went out 35 feet, got some good gags, some snapper, been using some cut baits for the gags on some rock piles.
Nice. You
know, not too far out. 35 feet ain't too far.
No, sir, not at all.
Actually, speaking of that, I ran to Vance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Vance, Captain Vance.
That's an OG in the fishing world.
Yeah, he is. No kidding. And I haven't seen him in a few years. You know, he still looks good and everything. I was at Sam's Club. And I said, hey, man, you've been fishing lately? And he's been attacking the grouper as well.
That's his thing.
Yeah,
that's his thing. Trolling inside the bay.
Inside the bay, the ship channel. He's trolling those Bubba jigs, those old school Bubba jigs.
Old school Bubba jigs.
He puts them on a downrigger. And he says, man, the bite's been on fire with the grouper.
That's awesome.
And they all been like keepers. I'm like,
did you talk to Scotty Glass the other day? Laura jumped a tarpon doing that.
Really?
Did she really?
Yeah, inside the.
Oh, wow.
He said he had about four jumps and the tarpon spit it.
How big was the tarpon?
He said it was a big one. He said over 150.
Oh, grouper yes, fishing? Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He wasn't. He was trolling for kings.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Inside the bay.
Oh, inside the bay.
Yeah.
Right. Did he catch any kingfish?
No, not that day. I think they got in some bonita were running that day, I think he said.
Okay.
And some mackerel.
Right.
But he didn't.
They said the kingfish are coming out of the water early morning. It with those bait pods.
That's what Bobby told me.
Shooting straight out the water.
Yeah, he see the birds diving on the bait pods. He said it was the first time he's seen. I've seen it before. It is pretty cool.
Yeah,
they get up there, dude. They get up high when they jump out.
Yeah, that is pretty intense to see
it's
that.
It's fun to watch when the sun's coming up. You got a big old king jumping out of the water at you. Pretty easy to say, they're there.
Yeah.
You don't got to look too hard.
Where do you go? Right there. Wally will tell you where they're at. He's diving on the bait.
Yeah. Yeah. Offshore, if you got birds diving, there's fish underneath it somewhere. So.
I like to troll a big blue runner or a ladyfish.
If you want a big king, that's how you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's when you get a smoker.
Eliminates all those little bonita and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Awesome. Well,
I want some bonita. Them things are fun to catch.
I love catching bonita.
They are.
I know one time we caught one and you left it in the boat to cut bait, and then we also had a tuna. And they're like, "Did you cut the wrong fish?" And I really literally thought I would cut into the tuna and started cutting the bait, but luckily I picked the right one.
Bonita's a good bait.
So this is Flats Mafia Radio, guys. We appreciate you guys listening in. This is our fifth week. I want to give a shout out to Cal Vernon with the Sea Mule Fishing Team. They won second place overall out of 320 boats and first place in the ladies division and first on the youth. High Noon King Fishing Tournament. That was yesterday. Heard the crowd was chanting, Sea Mule, hee-haw. This is Flats Mafia Radio. Bucks beat Kansas City. This is
tight
it, boys.
Tight lines, guys.
Tight lines. Two fingers.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This episode was brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. You can hear all Flats Mafia radio shows at flatsmafia.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Flats Mafia.